Nicole McKee is kindly with us. Nicole is the Minister for Courts, Associate Minister of Justice, and proudly Ngāpuhi. Thanks for joining us on the program, Nicole. Kia ora.
More than a Dale, it's great to be with you. And, you know, I think Claudette would look great with a perm.
Yes, I think so. I think you'd look great with an afro. But anyway, that's another story, Nicole. Hey,
yes,
obviously, you know, our attention was trained on Christchurch through the week and the 5th-year anniversary of that horrid event. And so, you know, gun talk, I suppose, is warranted. Can you talk about extending legislation around firearms prohibition orders to gang members?
Yes. Look, in 2022, the government passed what's called the firearms prohibition legislation, and it was implemented to help reduce firearm-related crime by targeting the possession, the use, and the movement of firearms around the motu by people whose actions and behaviours demonstrate risk to our communities. So effectively, we were really going after and targeting the gangs and their drive-by shootings and the horrid stuff that they do with firearms. So if a person is convicted and sentenced of a serious crime, and a serious crime could be murder, serious assault, sexual violence, even some family violence offences, the police could apply to the court for a firearm prohibition order to be placed on that individual. And that meant that the person cannot be in possession of firearms, they can't be around them, they can't go to a gun shop, for example. They just can't have anything at all to do with firearms for 10 years. So at the end of last month, this February, we introduced an amendment to the firearm prohibition orders because it became quite apparent that while a person who had an order on them had it on them, the police didn't have sufficient teeth to be able to go and check on that person. So they had a 10-year order placed on them, but the police couldn't go about trying to enforce the order. So the bill that we introduced at the end of February is written to suggest that we're going to change three things in the current legislation. And the first one is that we're going to expand the qualifying criteria for a firearm prohibition order. So at the moment, if you commit an offence under the Arms Act, Terrorism Suppression Act, under the Crimes Act, that you could end up with an FPO. The police could apply for it. But what we're saying is that there's other serious offences and other pieces of legislation, not just the Arms Act and the Crimes Act, but also under the Misuse of Drugs Act, the Psychoactive Substances Act. They're all going to be included as part of qualifying criteria for an FPO. The second change we're going to do is give police the teeth that they need, the search powers that they need to enforce the orders. So they can search a person with an FPO at any time, at any place. And then the third change that we're going to do is allowing people who have an FPO on them, that's a firearm prohibition order, who've proved themselves to no longer be a risk to society, that they're no longer of any concern. We're going to allow them to apply to have that order either modified or even removed if they've been good for 5 of those 10 years. So if they've been good for the first 5 years, apply to have it removed, and we'll see whether or not that can actually occur. So those are the three changes that we want to make to the firearms prohibition orders. And even though the bill came in 2022, what became apparent was that between May 2022 and May 2023, we found that gang members committed, on average, 2.8 firearm offences every single day. So we're saying, hey, this has really got to stop, but we've got to give police the power to be able to go and check on whether or not those with FPOs are in, around, or in possession of firearms. So it's not just gang members either, Dale. It's actually going to be open up to those that commit serious violent offences or serious offences in those acts that I just named. So we're going to be extending that criteria and giving police more teeth, but also giving the person who has that FPO the ability to get off it if they behave well.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Nicole. I'm sorry, sis, we have to keep our cordial a little shorter than I'd planned for today, but I was curious about moves on rangatahi courts, court sittings on marae. There's a lot of what many of our people feel as our kaupapa being compromised and squeezed. And you're the Minister of Courts. Just wondered whether there'd been any talk exposition that we're all one would suggest that we'd been all meet up in a courtroom. That would be my gut feeling, and wondered if there's been any heat on to change the MO, the modus operandi, as far as staging court cases at Marae and the like. Any cordial of that type?
I have been going around a lot of the courts trying to view and watch some of the different types of venues that we have available. I haven't been to a rangatahi court yet, but what we will be doing is checking whether or not the different areas of law that we're practicing, that we're using, whether it be sentencing, te pai ora, the rangatahi courts, te ao marama, whether or not they're actually working. It's not about getting rid of things just because they're Māori. We don't do that. What we want to do is make sure that what we have set in stone is actually working and delivering outcomes. So as I'm going around the courts, I'm seeing things like our rangatahi courts within the court, which is what I've visited so far, has been really excellent. I've really enjoyed it. And we're seeing some of the outcomes that are positive. So if we are getting value for money, so to speak, in that the outcomes are better for our community, the community are involved, and the offenders are actually not recidivising, not having recidivist behaviour, then, yeah, it's going to stay. If it works and it proves itself, then we would be silly to get rid of it. So I'm just sort of working my way through the court system and the tribunals to see what's working, what's not working. But if there's evidence that that we have a policy or a plan that works, then we would be silly to get rid of it.
Tēnā koe, thank you, and you have a good day and week. Thanks very much, Nicole. Nice linking arms again. Hau mihi. Tēnā koe. That's Nicole McKee.